Good evening. So we formally, in a certain sense, wrapped up our conversations about bitachon with Shar Bitachon in the Rabbeinu Bechai. But I thought there's a very interesting ha'ara regarding this week's parsha, which relates, I think, very nicely to bitachon and to Rosh Hashanah. To be honest, we have two. There's at least two different mitzvahs that are taught this week. We learn about the mitzvah of bikurim and the mitzvah of ma'aser. So if you look in the Mishnayos about Bikurim, when a person brings Bikurim, so the Mishnah describes how people would come and they put the Bikurim in these special baskets, and people, as they would approach Yerushalayim, they would start dancing, and they would take animals and cover them in gold and silver, and they're like, there's this huge parade when people would bring their Bikurim. Bikurim were like a few little fruits, a new fig, a new pomegranate, it wasn't that much, but whatever you were bringing in your basket, there's this big pomp and circumstance to bring the Bikurim to Yerushalayim. So then comes time to bring Maaser. Maaser is 10%, right, of a person's, profits from that year. And you look at Mishnayos. There's no pomp and circumstance. There's no big parade. There's no gold and silver. You just come to the base of Mikdash at some point after you finish bringing all your Maaser, and you say, "Vidoy Maaser." You tell your Bon Shalom. You promise that you did the right. That you did. You did it right. You bring it, and that's it. And you make a declaration. And the kasha is, like, I don't understand. Maaser is so much more money. It's 10%. Bikurim is a few fruits. It's not very much at all. Why is big pomp and circumstance by Bikurim and nothing by Maaser? So I went to Rabbi Jehuda Shachter, said the following beautiful answer. He said, Maaser is a lot of money. It's a lot of your produce. But at the end of the day, you're bringing 10%, and you have the 90% in your bank account still. Right? It's the end of the year. You brought your Maaser at the end once you're finished. Bikurim is the opposite. Bikurim is, you made your first dollar, right? Instead of putting it on the wall, right? You take that dollar, you bring it to your Bonus Shalom. You have nothing yet. You haven't gotten anything. And yet you take the very first thing that you get and you bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of HaKaras HaTov that you started, even though you have nothing guaranteed. It's a display of bitachon in Hashem. A thank you that you've gotten started, that you have something, but before you've really gotten any chance to harvest and bring everything else back. And it's a declaration that level, that appreciation, that show of bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gets the celebration, that gets the pomp and circumstance, because it's a much greater level even than the giving of the Maaser, which is hard also. But this is even greater. And I think it's also very relevant to what Rosh Hashanah is all about, right? So yes, as we get to Yom Kippur is a time for Hashanu Baganu to talk about the past, things that we did. Rosh Hashanah is not about the past. Rosh Hashanah is about the year ahead. Rosh Hashanah is about what's coming forward. And the entire day of Rosh Hashanah is really about the Melech. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about the recognition. We think of Rosh Hashanah and so much talk of it is tshuva. And it's not really about tshuva. It's really about a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That's what Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be. That's what the day is. If you look at the Machzor, we don't talk about Chet at all. We talk about Hashem as the Melech. And what does that mean? It means a recognition that the things that happen in my life are controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is hard. And therefore, before we get started with any process of tshuva, we have to know to whom we're doing tshuva, to whom we have that relationship in the first place, that we can talk about tshuva and positivity, what's going to happen in the year ahead. And therefore, we start with Rosh Hashanah first, because that's much more difficult. That's much more important. It's the baseline for everything that's going to follow afterwards. That sense that the year ahead, if I want the year to be a good year, I daven for the year to be way better than this past year, I do so with a sense that he's a melech and he's the one in charge. And I have that sense of bitachon that I need him to help us get there. So as we find ourselves now, only a couple of weeks now, till Rosh Hashanah, so I think that sense of Maaser is wonderful, Maaser is awesome, Maaser is amazing. But Bikurim is special. Because Bikurim is that sense that I recognize that as I come to the year ahead, I recognize that none of it can happen without the Ribbono Shel Olam.